This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says America still faces the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism with the through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
May 31st and June 1st in 1921, a white mob, including some hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Israel's parliament elected labor veteran Isaac Herzog as its 11th president Wednesday, a vote that came as opposition lawmakers scrambled to forge a coalition to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu. Herzog beat former headmistress Miriam Peretz to replace President Reuven Rivlin, who was elected in 2014 to the largely ceremonial position decided by the parliament, or Knesset. Wednesday's presidential vote came as Israeli politicians from across the spectrum were holding 11th-hour negotiations to cobble together a new administration aimed at ending Prime Minister Netanyahu's 12 straight years in office. A Myanmar journalist who live-streamed his detention by junta forces was jailed for 2 years Wednesday, his employers said, as the military continues its crackdown on critical reporting. Aung Kyaw worked for Democratic Voice of Burma. He was sentenced under a colonial-era law that criminalizes encouraging dissent against the military. This is VOA News. China's chief trade envoy talked with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen Wednesday, the Chinese government said, but gave no indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. Talking by video link, Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern, according to a Commerce Ministry statement. It did not give details. U.S. President Joe Biden is yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump. Trump raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Australian and North American units of the world's largest meat plants were hit over the weekend by an organized cyber attack on its information systems. Brazil's JBS said in a statement the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down Monday. The company said it was working to resolve the incident. The attack shut down operations across several Australian states, a JBS executive told an industry news website Sunday. The world's largest meat packer has operations in Canada and the United States. Russia said Wednesday it was open to considering any requests from the U.S. for help in investigating the cyber attack. A Kremlin spokesperson said he expected the issue of cybercrime to come up during the June 16th summit in Geneva between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. Moderna says it is now seeking full FDA approval for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than 124 million doses of Moderna's vaccine have already been given in the U.S. under emergency use authorization. Now the drug maker's following Pfizer in pursuing full approval for use in adults. Moderna says it has started submitting data from its large-scale vaccine studies. It's also planning to seek emergency use approval this month for use in teens. After reporting last week, the vaccine appears safe and effective in kids as young as 12. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday, prosecutors investigating a fatal cable car crash in northern Italy were examining years-old video that could show whether there was long-term tampering with the emergency brakes. 14 people died May 23rd when a cable broke, causing the car in which they were traveling to crash into a mountain near Stresa, a resort in the Piedmont region. The victims included five members of a family of Israeli tourists. A five-year-old boy from the same family, the only survivor, was seriously injured. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.